Stop smoking a straw. Stupid. You're sucking on a Capri straw.
Capri straw.
I can't talk. It's too late. Okay. Welcome back to Stark. I can't even say it because welcome back to Starcast with Remarks, the only Dallas and the podcast. This is Brian. I'm Chris.
Howdy.
How's it going, Chris?
It's going great. The Stars won when they shouldn't have, so it's a good day.
You're probably feeling a lot better about yourself than the Vegas Golden Knights are right now, huh?
Oh, if I was a Vegas Knights fan, I'd be so pissed off right now. I can't even tell you.
First, Thatcher Demko. And then now, Mr. Khudobin.
Mr. Dobby.
This is the year of the backup. My goodness. All right. We got a lot to break down here. I take that back. There's not much to break down here. What a crappy game.
It was exciting, though.
I don't know if I agree with you on that.
I found it exciting. That last penalty kill that the Stars had, I was whooping and hollering all over the place. It was great.
Oh, I was so mad. It was fantastic. All right. Well, let's get to some of our talking points. Because, you know, we totally wrote these down before we started.
Uh-huh.
And we're not just, like, making this up as we go.
Uh-huh.
Right? Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. All right, so those of you that didn't get the sarcasm, we're doing this just on the spot. We don't have anything.
It's sarcastic, so.
Yeah. Sarcasm.
Okay.
Okay. Khudobin. Who is Khudobin? The man of the match.
The best goalie in the league right now.
The best goaltender in the playoffs. I really, definitely. Honestly. Yeah. Out of all of the starting goaltenders that we've seen,
Khudobin's
been the best.
Committed absolute unadulterated larceny of game four. He stole it. He's wanted in several counties, and they can't find him.
He is the most hated man in Vegas right now.
He needs to go to prison.
Most hated. You know, if you pulled a slot machine on like a penny slot machine, he's doing so well that he would get nickels out of it. I mean, he is just that good right now. You don't know how those work?
No. But I do know that he needs to be arrested.
Seriously.
I'm not a gambling man. But if I was, I would bet on Khudobin.
No, seriously.
That was a good one.
My goodness.
Yeah, so through this series, he has a 9.52 save percentage. That's insanity. That's actually bonkers. That is bonkers. He completely stole this game. The Stars, in the first period, at the very least, played terrible and didn't deserve to win.
In the second period, we sucked.
I don't think in the second period we sucked. I think in the first half of the second period, we sucked butthole. But after the Pavelski goal, we kind of stepped it up a little bit. So I'm glad we did that. Vegas was given every possible chance to come back and win it, and they didn't. I think our defense held strong. Our forecheck got better as the game went along. That being said, Khudobin still won the game. He is the winner. He's the only person who won this game.
You know, we made that joke when the Vancouver Canucks were playing the Vegas Golden Knights, and we were saying it's the Vegas Golden Knights versus the Vancouver Demkos. Well, tonight was the Vegas Golden Knights versus the Dallas Khudobins.
The Dallas Dobbies. You missed a perfect chance there. That was terrible. So the Stars had 6 shots halfway through the game, and somehow we score a goal to tie it. After that Pavelski goal, it seems like it really puts a spark into the Stars' step. Don't you think, Ryan?
No, I disagree with you. They still that the Pavelski goal was 100% a fluke.
Yeah, that was the flukiest Dallas Stars goal I've ever seen.
Yeah. Other than game two in Calgary, that shot from Garriana from the right point that fluttered in somehow made it behind Talbot. That was a fluky goal. But this was even more flukier.
Yep.
Hands down.
I agree with that. Yeah. I don't know what else to say.
Like, if I forgot who it was. I think it might have been Nate Schmidt. Sorry, I always mispronounce his last name. But when he was trying to get the puck, which I understand. But if he didn't touch it, that puck's not going in the back of the net.
It's Robin Lehner. Not, yeah.
It's Robin Lehner. I mean, it's not going in the back of the net. So, and that's something they even talked about. I think I forget where I heard this, where they talked about this. But they said that what has been recently the mark behind these defenses is that if you're going to block the puck with your body, okay? If you're just trying to get your stick in the lane, don't, because it's somehow it may deflect off of your stick and then back behind your own goaltender.
Or and do a stick exactly check and get your stick on happened. Their stick.
Right, so, or something yeah. like that. Like if you're going to block the shot...
Don't
you know,
do it with your stick blade.
Commit to it. Yeah, commit to it with your body. And he didn't do that. Maybe that's his... I still won't find any fault in it. That was just so fluky. And I kept laughing throughout the game. Like, just flat out laughing. Like, you know have you seen the new Joker movie with Joaquin Phoenix in it?
Oh, yeah. Great
yeah,
movie.
Like those kind of laughs, those were the kind of laughs I was doing, especially like the last 5 minutes of the third period. I'm just sitting there just like, just I can't believe that not only is he saving everything, there's no rebounds. There's no rebound. Pop. Oh, yeah. Hey, look what I've got here.
Yeah, he made a blocker save and held onto the puck one time. I was like, who does that? Mm-hmm. You can't. How do you not give up a rebound when it hits your blocker? It's made to, you know, whack, you know?
Yeah, whack it away. Straight yeah. Dominik Hasek style. Straight Dominik Hasek style. Let go of his stick, and he stopped McNabb from making that shot in the goal. That was absolutely incredible.
Another point we can bring up, our two picks for who needs to step up in the series, Jamie Benn and Joe Pavelski. I'd say they've done it. Jamie Benn has been great the past two games. I think Joe Pavelski has been much better. Not as good as Jamie Benn has been, obviously. But he gets a grindy goal. He was in the right place, right time. So you think the Stars deserve 100% to lose this game, from what I've heard, other than Doby.
So yeah.
Let me make the argument for why they deserve to win. So...
I'd love to hear this. Okay, you're going to make every Vegas fan completely ticked off. Let's hear this.
Yep, okay. After Pavelski's goal, the Stars have a way better shooting percentage. Oh, no. So what's the shots per period? Second and...
Okay, so the shots per period... I'll just
list them off. Go ahead.
Because we were outshot in every period.
Yeah.
First period is 13-5.
Yeah.
Second period is 11-9. Third period is 9-6 for a total of 33-20 in favor of the Vegas Golden Knights.
Okay, yes. So we hear that. That sounds kind of bad. But.
Kind of bad? What are you talking about?
But. After the Pavelski goal, that's where we get the majority of our shots in the second period. So. That second half of the period after the Pavelski goal, Stars win the second half of that period. The third period, the Stars are playing lockdown D. They know they're playing bad in the offensive zone. They can't do anything. So they take their game.
So they're just
game.
Like, screw it. We're just gonna play in our own zone.
They
we're
do what Vegas did. They do what Vegas did in their win. They close the game. They hold their one goal lead close to their hearts, and they just ride it out. And they did a great job of it. I mean, the last 3 minutes, they have no shots on goal. That's great. They get a 5-on-3. A minute, 10-second long 5-on-3. Three straight minutes of a man advantage. They don't score.
Nothing. Yeah.
It was pretty good penalty killing, too. You think about, was there a great chance? Not really. I mean, Hudobin made some big saves. You have to. You have to make big glove saves. But there wasn't any cross-crease passes. There wasn't any one-timers. They're decent shots, but they're not like, oh, that should for sure go in shots. You know what I'm saying, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I think the Stars play well. They get one lucky goal. The Jamie Benn goal was good. They get one lucky goal.
I'll agree with you on that, yeah.
It sparks them, and they say, okay, let's win the game. We're not playing good, but let's find a way to steal the hockey game. But they found a way to do it. It didn't fall into their laps. They got one goal that fell into their laps, which never happens for the Stars, by the way. They take that, and they're like, okay, let's try. Let's try and win. We're playing bad, but maybe we can do it. And they did it. They found a way to win. And that's been the whole Stars motto. They're finding ways to win against any kind of team. If they need to score five goals, fine. We'll score five goals. We want to play defense? Fine. Let's play defense. You want to have a goalie duel against our backup? Fine. We'll beat you that way. So the Stars are finding every way to win a hockey game. So that's their credit that they get. Other than that, everything else goes to Doby.
They sucked. Except for Doby. Okay, so maybe that's a big thing in the series. And we even mentioned this for the series preview. But we were talking about this after Game 7 against the Avs, where we're like, what's going to be one of the big deciding factors in the Vegas Golden Knights series? It's been special teams. It's been huge for the Stars. I would agree that it's probably bigger in the Avalanche series. But when you look at how well the penalty kill has done, which I thought it was really going to hurt today without Foxa in, but you know, one of the people with one of the highest times on ice tonight was Jason Dickinson.
I don't like that. And, I don't like Dickinson, but keep going.
Well, and, you know, you got to give him credit. He played the way that he was needed to play. And that, I don't know how it works. I don't know why Bonus does it, but he plays the defensive players with more ice time than anybody else.
I think this game specifically that happens because there's no Foxa, so you need another penalty killer, and we have 10 penalty minutes. So I think that's why Dickinson numbers are boosted this game especially. He's like a worse Foxa.
And they were like severely like pumping him up. NBC was. They mentioned him at least two or three times during the broadcast. I was like, wow, what is this? Is this the same NBC that couldn't stop talking about Nathan McKinnon?
If only he could stick handle. But as soon as the puck touches Dickinson's stick, I think he like added an attachment on it for his defensive game. So the puck just explodes as soon as it hits his tape. It just bursts into a billion pieces. So stick handling and shooting, no, he can't do those. But if you want him to, hit a puck with a stick, man, he's all over that.
Man, I mean, when you look at the goals today, two of the three were on the power play. So Vegas's goal from Martinez was on the power play, and no, Ben's goal was on the power play as well. That was huge, and you know, with Vegas not being able to score a lot lately, I thought that was going to be a huge, like, you know, burst the dams open on Hudobin after he gave up that power play goal. And I was just like, oh no, this is not going to be good. And then he turns around and he says, you know what? Screw the Vegas Golden Knights. This puck is mine. I ain't letting anything get past me. It got close a couple of times. He hit the post
kinda
like
close,
twice.
Kinda close.
And then there was that one that it like snuck between his legs and he twisted his pad sideways.
Weird.
That was a little close. And you know what? Robin Leonard, you have anything to say about him?
He's playing great and his team can't win. That's what I have to say about it.
Well, you know, I really can't blame him for this game. But given the fact that you've lost three out of the last four, you haven't had any kind of production from some of your top players, from the William Karlssons, from the Riley Smiths, from the Jonathan Marchessos, Do you start Marc-Andre Fleury in game five when it's on the line like that? Or do you say Robin Leonard is our guy, we're going to stick with him, and we're going to see what happens?
That's a real toss-up, because something's got to change, obviously, with the Knights.
I know what Vegas fans would say. They would say throw in Fleury. That's what they would do.
I mean, yeah, the logic behind that would be, well, nothing's working, so let's try this, is what the logic is there, right? Because Leonard's been playing great. He's played only good games. So, I don't... Maybe? But he hasn't allowed more than 3 stars goals the whole series, and Vegas can't win him the games. So, I guess, sure.
But I'm at a loss for words on this.
More of the problem with the Knights is obviously that they can't score. And so I bet Knights fans are pulling out their hair saying, why can't we score? It's because their shots suck. They are taking terrible shots. They're not even close.
I disagree. No, I completely disagree.
The amount of times they hit Dobie right in the chest was astonishing.
Well,
he probably has a hole in the logo from all the pucks that hit him.
Okay, that might be true, and there was a couple, and the one I'm thinking of is the Stastny chance where he was point-blank range right in front of him, and that was a weird defensive gaffe by the Stars. But all the chances they had, and nothing. They were one, and it was a greatly placed shot that Khudobin had no chance on, in my opinion. Martinez sniped that from the right circle.
Yeah, that's kind of a luck play. You kind of slide across and hope it hits you.
Yeah, but... man, if I'm Peter DeBoer, I would not want his job right now. I mean, what do you do? Seriously, what do you do?
There's nothing you
especially
can't
after...
The only thing you can't do is tell your top three and your big guys they have to score. And if they want to stay in the game, they have to score. And they can make as many excuses as they want, but they've got to put shots in good places, take good shot selection, instead of just pumping everything to the net because it's not working. All they're doing is making our goalie look even better.
I almost feel sorry for them.
Oh, for this game, I definitely feel... For Vegas fans, I feel sorry.
Not for Vegas, not the team. Because, you know, I want to win the series. For the fans, I mean, they have been screwed over, especially last year after that game 7.
Come on. Yeah. You can't allow 3 goals in 5 minutes and be sad.
Okay, but it still shouldn't have happened. It still shouldn't have happened.
You're a mentally
agree.
Tough team. You overcome it. So,
well, I guess that in part that's true, but still. But so they went to the Stanley Cup final in their first year of existence. Last year they had that game 7 whack job against the San Jose Sharks. And then this year they can't seem to score.
Yeah, you saying that makes me not feel bad for them anymore. They've been blessed. I don't feel bad for Vegas anymore. They can suck it.
Okay. All right, well, let's get to some of our Twitter questions because we actually
have
a few. Yeah, we got some Twitter questions.
Twitter questions.
Yeah. Okay, so we got about... let's pick a couple. We'll pick a couple. Okay, so Grannon Barrett, it's more of a statement rather than a question per se.
Wait, throw his handle in there.
Huh?
Throw his handle in there. At what?
At Barrett Reese 1.
There you go.
There
That's
you
how
go.
You do it.
At Barrett Reese 1 says this. He says, my biggest concert, I think he probably meant to say concern. He said, my biggest concern now is health. We're dropping like flies out there. The guys have to be exhausted. What happens if there's no Perry, Foxa, or Hintz?
Our top 6 guys are fine, so we're good. That's my answer to that question. As long as we don't lose too many, I think... We have great forward depth, actually. So especially in forwards, I think we're fine. We've got people that'll grind. They won't score, but we have great players that'll grind on the boards and win us puck battles. Obviously with Kivi Ranta, who came in and played so outstanding. and is still playing well. He's not scoring, but he's doing what you'd expect a depth player to do.
Well, he had an assist tonight.
Yeah,
I think he had an assist tonight, right?
I'm so, not yeah, sure. I didn't see that, yeah, but
I think he's still contributing. I could be wrong. But no, see, you're so wrong, Perry,
but,
I am.
But
wrong?
Yeah, I think we're fine in that regard to answer his question.
So all right, so Perry, I'm not too worried about because someone can fill his shoes. But the thing that we would miss from him is just his experience and his calmness. And he's been through this before. I think the biggest hit is Foxa. Just because of all the things that he does that go unnoticed. Kind of like Esa Lindell.
Especially on the penalty kill and on the faceoff.
Especially on the penalty kill and on the faceoff dot. But on the third thing, he plays on the second power play unit.
Because of his faceoffs. He wins the faceoff for the unit and goes and stands in front of the net. And that's his job.
And when he's needed to produce, when other players are not doing it, he produces.
Yeah,
he had a goal and an assist.
He's gotten much better at that, at playing in front of the net. Because during the season, he was terrible at it. And everyone was saying, why is Fox on the power play? But he's gotten much better at it as the time has gone on.
And then Hintz is not as big as Fox, in my opinion. But
yeah, he hasn't been producing as much.
He hasn't been producing, but we miss his speed when he's not there.
Potential to blow by people is very important to keep the demon honest.
Exactly, and it makes them stay back and not try to stop our guys at the blue line. All right, well, hopefully they don't keep dropping like flies and we have a good injury report tomorrow.
Yes.
Let me pull this back up because it decided to have its own mind again. Here's a good one. At SteffPB123, should Alex Tuck have been disciplined for his hits in game 3 against Sagan and tonight against Perry?
Absolutely. It's gross. It really pisses me off. I don't know why that's not a penalty. It should have been at least a 2-minute minor, especially on Perry. He leans his shoulder down into it. He might have not seen him at first, but he definitely went for it when he saw him there, so... That stuff has been garbage to me. It really is making me mad that they're not controlling the outside play of the game. And that's made the Stars have to not engage in it, right? So this game, after whistle stuff, was way down because we can't afford to do it because they're not calling penalties on stuff like that. So it's frustrating to me, especially when things like Ben going for a big hit and it's big and clean and his hand accidentally flies out and hits someone in the head, on the top of the head. They call that. But they don't call 5 cross checks to the back. They don't call a slew foot. They don't call an obvious interference call.
Yeah,
so,
that slew foot really made me mad.
Yeah, so we just got to stay out of it. Did. And yes, he should definitely be getting penalized for it. It's frustrating.
Now, so you're saying penalized. So you're not saying he should get like suspended for stuff like that?
I don't
definitely
think he should
not.
Be suspended. I think he should
yeah,
get
definitely
penalized
not.
For them.
Okay, yeah, I'll agree with you on that. And he was the most noticeable Golden Knight on the ice tonight.
The past 2 games he has been.
Yes.
He's been the only player
he's been their best player.
Getting good offense.
All right. At Sam Valenti 3, he says, thoughts on how Cogliano looked in his return to action tonight.
Cogliano did Cogliano things. I thought he played his role perfectly again. So he's very consistent. I enjoy it.
Yes, I appreciate his consistency, and he did very well, I think so.
Yeah, and imagine how bad that's got to suck for him, right? He's in one of the last chances. He's an older guy, too. This could be his last chance in the Stanley Cup final. And he gets taken out of the lineup, not because of anything he did, but because he was injured for 1 game, and this kid just scored 3 goals. And he comes
and
back.
And take out that kid.
Yeah, and he's not upset about it at all. He goes back and... does his job flawlessly. I didn't notice him, so that means he did well, right? As a checking line.
Yep.
So,
well, and that goes back to your whole thing about forward depth. Well, we just have it, and maybe not necessarily like top 6 guys, but definitely like middle 6, bottom 6 guys.
Yeah, yeah, not scoring, but I think all of our forwards are really going to try hard at just checking. Puck battles, everything. We have no lazy guys who think they're too good to play on the bottom 6, right? Which sometimes you do if you've got young prospects who tear it up in the AHL. So I'm really happy with the young guys we have. They're really grinding for those filler spots in the bottom of the lineup.
Well, and Jason Dickinson is a perfect example of that. I mean, he's one of those guys that's a utility guy. He can play up on the second line like he did today. He could play down on the fourth line. He could play on. I've never seen him on the first line, but he can play throughout the lineup. Yeah, he can't stick it. Poor guy. But you know, I really appreciated Cogliano's effort today. He looked a little slow, but that's kind of be expected because he's off for three games. He's not fast. He's our best skater.
He gets on his horse. He's not fast. He just tries.
I think he's our best skater on the team. I'd love to see him in a race against Henson Gerionov and Haskinen. That would be fun.
I think you're wrong there, but whatever. Next question.
All right. Next question. At Christoph Salaz.
Sounds good to me.
His name is Chris Salazar, but his handle is kind of weird. But anyways, do you think the series is over on Monday?
I sure hope so.
Yeah, you had to think about that for a second.
Well, in all seriousness, I think the Stars learned from last series. And I think they understand that this game they sucked. So I think they're going to want to play better, and they're going to not want to do what they did last series. So I think that's going to lead to a Stars team that's going to look surprisingly determined for having a two-game lead. So I'm going to make the hot take and say, yes, we're done on Monday.
I agree. I agree. Voice crack. I agree. I think it's going to be a really fun game five.
I think both teams are going to come out hard.
I think it's going to be way better than today. Today was just hard to watch.
It was hard to watch.
Oh, it was so hard to watch. And it was just, and after a while, I just sat back and I was just like, oh, Dobie's going to save that. Oh, Dobie's going to save that. Throw in my random Joker laugh and then just keep going. If you had to give it a score, what would you give it?
The quality of the game?
Well, not the quality of the game. For game five, what do you think the score is going to be?
Shoot. 4-3 overtime. Stars
win. I'm going to say 2-1 and double overtime.
All right, there's your hot take, boys.
Yep. All right, and we'll stop at this question because we're getting kind of long on this. All right. From @Eastwood1_9. Can the Stars continue to win games where they are heavily outshot?
Against Vegas, yes. Because this is Vegas' style, right? So no team just goes up against another NHL team and outshoots them by 30. They're actively trying to do this. This is their game plan, is to pepper the goalie. So I think against Vegas, yes. Against the Lightning, no. if you're playing the Lightning, they're going to have better shots.
Hold your horses there.
I'm not saying we're going to play the Lightning. I'm saying if there was a team that was better offensively. Okay, here. If it's Colorado and they get 40 shots a game and we get 10, we're not going to beat Colorado. Right. That's my point. I'm not saying we're going to play the Lightning anytime soon. I'm saying they're a good offensive team, and I only said them because I've been watching. So
I've been watching, too. That series has been a lot of fun to watch.
They were on my
last
mind.
Game was fun to watch.
That was sick.
Oh, yeah.
Got
okay,
to see
so...
people punch each other in the face.
Okay, yeah. So random... random thing for the end here for that series. What did you think of the whole Kucherov thing at the end of that game?
Oh, that was disgusting.
Do you think he should get beat up for that?
Definitely. I think someone should skate up and cross check him in the face. That was ridiculous. I don't know. Well,
and I put this on Twitter, but I put that because of him and that fight that Gaudreau had with Martin. I think that's just going to spark the New York Islanders, and that was absolutely the wrong thing to do.
I hope it does.
30 seconds left.
Because that was the least professional thing I've ever seen a hockey player do. So that was just he was crying, is what he was doing with that. He was sad because he lost. Poor guy.
But you know, we've seen that from Kucherov. We saw that at the end of the Columbus Blue Jacket series last year, when they finally realized they were going to get swept, and then. You know, he's a good player, Nikita Kucherov. But when he pulls stuff like that, that's all people talk about. That's all people talk about. They just talk about the bad stuff. And as for the dirtiest thing you've ever seen, that's not the dirtiest thing I've ever
seen.
No,
it was the least professional thing I've ever seen, is what I'm saying. Like, absolutely no reason for it to happen. Like, just don't. He's going to score. There's no reason to take a hack at his leg. The game's over.
And he also groin-shotted him, too. Did you see that?
There's no point.
Okay.
He was acting like a baby.
Yep. Well, I'm still rooting for the Islanders in this one. I don't think they're going to win, but
I'm rooting for more punches.
Yeah, we may see more of that in the next game for our series, too. All right, guys. I want to thank all y'all for those of you that posted on Twitter for those questions. We appreciate it. It gives us a little bit of dialogue and a little bit of fun. Thank you guys for tuning in. This has been StarCast Circle Marks, the only Dallas Stars fan-led podcast. You can follow us on Twitter at StarCasticR, where you can leave us questions. And you can also follow us on Facebook at StarCast Circle Marks. And you can find us wherever you get your podcasts. The Dallas Hudobins win tonight with the final score of 2-1 against the Vegas Golden Knights. And we will see you guys on the flip side. Good night.
See you.